Vayter in Shas, from the Ayin Alf, picking up on Ayin and Bez by the bottom of the page. Five lines up, second word. A little awkward. I should have read this last line yesterday, but okay. We were discussing Gzeir Shavim, Karim Pesach, and Truma. And the last thing we had left off with discussing is we were trying to learn out, do we say that just like Karim Pesach, your Mila impacts you're being able to have Pesach, and therefore we compare that also to Truma? Or do we say, no, it's not talking about your Mila, but it's not talking about your children or your Avadim's Mila? So we ended by saying, there's more of a reason why we should say it's talking about your personal Mila, because there's more chumras that apply to that than to those that are your children or Avadim. That's one answer. V'yibay same the Gemara says, B'la anach defishin, even if it wouldn't be more, nami lo matzisamart, you wouldn't come to say the Gezer Shavah should say, yeah, just like Pesach has to be your Avadim and your children or for you to have Korban Pesach, so to Truma, that's what's going to hold you back from having Truma. It doesn't make sense to say that's it, but really, if you didn't have Mila yourself, then you'd be fine when it comes to Truma. Because me, Kimidi, Darielis, Degufi, Lama, Akfabe is such a thing that your own Mila won't mess you up from having Truma, but Darielis, Darchini, Akfabe, but that will, makes much less sense. Say that, therefore, it must be, it's referencing your Mila. And if person slaves, their avadim or their children didn't have mila, that wouldn't impact their ability to have truma. Says the Gemara. Now we also had mentioned about a drasha of bo. Hashad amar bo ledrashu das. Now that we said that the word bo is coming as a drasha, then like we had said that you have to give a mila to your eved kenani, and then you're allowed to have the Karban Pesach. And we said that bo is a mila to coming to say it only reference to that. It's coming to tell you that if you do the mila of your kid or your eved, that's going to stop you from Pesach, but that's not true by Truma. So now that you say the word bow is a drasha, then what do we do with the fact when it says the pasuk, kol benechar lo yochol bow, lamali? What do I need that for? Benechar is like some guy who goes off the derech, a yid that goes off the derech. In particular, someone who's involved with avodah zara. So what do we do with that? There's a Gemara where it says kol benechar lo yochol bow, he's not allowed to have the Pesach. Bow comes to tell you that, oh, it's only referencing the Karban Pesach. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Aleph. Hamaris das poselus. Veina hamaris das poselus b'maiser. Right? Only by Pesach is it going to go ahead and it's going to be pasul. But it's not going to pasul when it comes to maiser. Referencing over here means maiser sheni. They're allowed to eat maiser sheni. Right. And this again. V'chol arel lo yochol bo lamali. What do I need? The pasuk, it says that a arel means didn't have a brit milah. They can't eat from the Karban Pesach. What's it going to say? Coming to exclude, meaning it's going to be very particular to it. Bo yinoch, they can't eat it, meaning the Karban Pesach. Aval ochel hum b'matzah u'b'mar. They do eat matzah and mar. And we needed to write both of them. You couldn't have learned one out from the other. Vitzich l'mechlech arel, that they are not allowed to have the Karban Pesach. Vitzich l'mechlech ben kol ben necha, that they are not allowed to have the Karban Pesach. Dikas rachman arel, which just was said, arel, I would have said, mishum dimah. So I said, the reason why it's possible, they're not allowed to have it, is because it's mos, it's disgusting. Aval ben necha de lo mos, when it comes to ben necha, that's not considered mos. I mean, you shouldn't be doing it with a zar, but it's not called mos. Eim alo, then I would have said that's not a problem. That's not, he's not going to be off the hook, and he's going to have Karban Pesach. Because I'm going to call ben necha, but he just said call ben necha with a zar, that they can't have. Mishum de ein libo l'shamayim, because his heart is not connected to Hashem. Chalila, aval aro de l'shamayim. Just because a person is never bris mila doesn't mean their heart's not l'shamayim. The Rishonim speak out that perhaps it's talking about a case where he's not able to do it for medical issues or something along those lines. Would say that he's not going to be disqualified from being able to have the Karban Pesach. Tzaricha, therefore, had to write both of them. Now, the full pasuk over there discusses, Al tochlu mimenu na, ubashim uvushal b'mayim, ki im tzli eish rosho al krov v'al kirbo. Now, we have over there another word, which is a miyot, of al tochlu mimenu. Mimenu, mimenu lamalui. Why do I have to have the word mimenu? L'chadarabba amar Rav Yitzchak. Says Rashi l'chadarabba l'kaman b'pirkan. We see the findalna that tlasim mimenu ksivi b'pesach. There are three times it says the word mimenu in the pes by the korban pesach. So hang tight. We'll get there. Be'ezus Hashem. Amar mayin, now something we said yesterday. Rabbi Kiva omein otzarech, you don't have to go and have a gezeirah shavah to learn out that a person who didn't have a mila is also di truma. Harei omer, the pasuk says, ish ish. This is where we mentioned this yesterday. Ish ish, the pasuk says, mizera aron v'hu tzarua ozav bakadashim lo yochal. So we expounded over there, the second ish is coming to teach us L'Rabbo says the Arel is coming to include an Arel that he's not allowed to have Truma. Frak the Gemara, Ve'ima L'Rabbo says the Onin. Maybe what is coming to sue when it says another word, Ish is coming to say, it's talking about an Onin, that he's not allowed to have Truma. A person who lost one of their Zion Krovim that day that they're not allowed to have. Amar Yosi Rav Chanina, Amar Krav, Chol Zar. Zarus Amarti L'Chav V'lo Aninus. The full pasuk over there says v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. So well, that's the full, but Tosef Kohen v'sachir lo yochal kodesh. So we see over there that it says that what zar can't have truma. So how would you understand? What do we mean to say? Zarus amarti lechav v'lo aninus. The issue we're talking about over here is zarus, someone who's not a kohen. That's going to be a problem, but not aninus. Aninus is not an issue, and onin is a lot of truma. Says the Gemara, who says ema velo an arelus? Let's just say let's dash and say arelus. Why are you saying that it means aninus? Haksev ish ish. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? But it says ish ish, and the extra word ish is coming to include a person who is an arel. But again, umar rois. Why is it that you said to exclude an arel and to say an onin is allowed to have? Let's say the opposite. It's excluding an onin and an arel is allowed to have. It makes sense to say that it's a realist. Shekain, Maisim, Krusim, Davar, Ha'avid. This is a repeat from yesterday. Mechusar Maisa, a person who didn't do Bris Mila is lacking a Maisa. Umaisa Begufo, and it's something that's to be done to the body. Va'anush Karis, and it's Karis. V'yeshul Fnei Dibor, and it's something that existed before Har Sinai. Umila Zachar, Vavodim HaKevis, and when you don't do a Mila on a person's kid or they're avodim, they're not allowed to have Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Adirabba, Aninus Avalibu, you should include Aninus. Shekin Yeshta B'chol Shah, because Aninus can happen many, many times. One person, then they lose another person, another person. V'noagis B'nashim B'nashim, it applies to both men and women. V'ein B'yod L'Sak, and that's when a person's not able to go out and fix himself from it. Says Gemara, Hanach Nefishin. There's more chumras when it comes to a person who didn't have a bris and Aninus. So therefore, you say, Ish is coming to again to aser a person who is not circumcised and not an onin. Onin is allowed to have truma. Rav Amarava says, below Hanach Lefishin, even if it wouldn't be more, still you would include a RL and you wouldn't include an onin. Nami lo matasamit, you wouldn't have said that it means that an onin can't have truma, because Amar Kar the Pasuk says, Ish, Ish. Ezu dover sheishno be'ish ve'eno be'isha. Have omer ze arelus. What's something that applies to a man and not to a woman? It says ish ish, that is talking about Mila and not Onain. Now, we said in yesterday's daf that the pasuk says Toshav V'Sachir. And we said that those words, Toshav V'Sachir, and the pasuk says Toshav V'Sachir Lo Yochabo, the Nal and a half from the Karm Pesach, that clearly, So we had those words were extra, and we use them in order to make the Gzeirah Shava. But according to Bekiva, Hai Tosh V'Sachem, what's he going to do with it? Because we don't need those for the Gzeirah Shava anymore, because we don't learn that. We learn it from Ish Ish. So what does he do with that? Amar Rav Shmaya, La Suye Arve Mahol V'Givone Mahol. These are, Rashi says, people that mal themselves. Therefore, you think maybe they gave the Pesach. So therefore it comes to tell you that they're not allowed to have it, even though they are Mahol. Says the Gemara, V'Hani Mulin Ninu. We're going to say that these people are considered like they're mahul. In other words, this is a halachic thing. Rashi's betamia v'lamelim mutinu ha'arelim ninu mikol arel mimate. We know the pasuk says any arel is not allowed to have it, and therefore they should be included in that, even though they got a mila, because it's not really halachic. V'hatanan, like we're going to see right now, the Gemara in the Darim tells us, we're going to Mishnah, that it's not really considered a mila. Let's say a person says, the Mishnah says, if someone says I am not going, and they make some sort of neder that I'm not going to get any hana from someone who doesn't have mila, mutter ba'aral yisrael. It's mutter for them to get hana from an aral yisrael. In other words, someone it's, you're going to be mutter an aral yisrael. A yisrael that's an aral is still going to be mutter, even though they didn't get a mila, because a gid that didn't get a mila is not considered. It's not called aral. Va'asip and willing aral d'cham. It's going to be aser those who are over d'cham that got mila, because even if they got mila, it's not considered mila. It's considered like they're an aral. And let's say a person says konim sheni nene lamulin, that it's going to be also to me if I get whatever hana I get from someone who got who had mila mutter b'mulei of the chavim. It's going to be mutter with the chavim if they get mila, because it's not considered mila. Va'aser ba'arel yisrael, it's going to be aser from a yid that's an arel.
Important Rashi, I spoke up. Rashi says, "Ba'ari le Yisrael" means "Inyan neder mulin ninhu dahalachach loshem ne'adam." We're going to people generally speak. V'Yisraelim lo kari luhu arelim. They're not called arelim, but v'dechavim lo kari luhu mulin. They're not called mulin. So this last part says that mulin mutter mule of the chav ma'aser ba'ari le Yisrael. Kum techois from this whole thing is that those people that we mentioned before, even if they had mila, they're going to be considered like they're in Arel. We have a pasuk that says, "V'Arel lo yochol bo," and Arel can't have it. So Rabbi Kiva clearly isn't going to be learning from Toshav and Sachir to exclude them to say that they don't eat it, because we know it from other pesukim. So then, what is the word Toshav and Sachir coming to do over here? It says they're not allowed to eat. Ela l'asui ger shamal v'lo taval. It's coming to include people. What does it mean it's coming to include? Include them in this din that they are usher to eat from Karban Pesach. If you have a ger who did mila, but he didn't go to the mikwah, the katan shenolad kishu mal, or if you have a baby that was born and he's already mal. Says Rashi that the katan shenolad mahol, in other words, he already came out with the bris mila, because of Rabbi Kiva, katan shenolad mahol, tzarech lahatif yemenu dam bris, you have to do a tofes dam, the little... A little poke with a needle. As the Gemara says, V'kasavar tzarech l'hatav menu dam bris. You got to take dam bris out of it. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, yesterday, he was the one who said, Ger v'toshav asachir is coming to exclude, coming to say it's referencing, it was being used as a gezer shava to compare mila, karm pesach to truma. So Rabbi Eliezer the Tamei, why is it that he actually does the gezer shava and he doesn't learn the Rabbi Akiva? The Amar, he goes according to his own logic. The Amar that he himself says, Ger Shemal Velo Tavol Ger Ma'al Yehu. Ger, this we learned well earlier, Daf Mem Vav, with the whole Ger Sugya. Comes up twice, I think, in this Masechta, maybe also in Chavdalad. And Mem Vav, Ger Shemal, if a Ger does Mila Velo Tavol, and he didn't do Tefillah, Ger Ma'al Yehu is considered a good, he's a complete Ger. So that's why clearly he couldn't have said that that's what Ger V'Tosh was coming to say. V'katan, because of katan shenol ad mo'ol, ain't so chativ man adambis. You do not have to do toughest dam. Rabbi Eliezer, hi, ish, ish, my avid lay. What's he going to do with the pasuk ish, ish, that Rabbi Akiva expounded to use to teach me that in Arel is not allowed to have truma? What is he going to do with that? Says Gemara, dibber Torah, kloshim b'nei adam. That's just the way people speak. Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing unusual about that. So nothing to darshan. Let's say you have a katan who's an arl. In other words, he's less than 8 days old. And Rashi points out, lasuach, lasuch. And if you take shemen and you rub it on yourself, that's like drinking it. So is he allowed to go ahead and actually have that on him? He's not even, didn't have the chiyuv to have a meal yet. Says Gemara, arelu shelo bezmanu ma'akva. Does Arelus not in its time ask someone from having truma? Olomakva, maybe it doesn't hold them back from having it. Says the Gemara, Amar Abzeira, Toshima, Toshima. Let's bring a raya that it's going to be usher for them to have it. Ainli alamila sachar b'shas asiyah, v'avada b'shas achila. Minayin liten isa Amar shel zeh, b'zeh, v'sa Amar shel zeh, b'zeh.
The isser of being involved with Karm Pesach, which is written by one son or one slave, comes up by different points. Rashi says, Ainli la'akiv b'pesach, I only know that that's going to hold you back. In other words, Gav Friedman can't have the Pesach. Ela milas zechar if sheyesh lo b'shas asiyah. If my son, if I have a son that doesn't have mila at the time of the shechita, the gabi mila zecharev ksiv, what does it say by the mila of the zecharev of his sons? It says, va'az yikrav la'soso, v'haynu shechita. Then you can go do it if you have mila with the son. V'gabi avadim, when it comes to the avadim, ksiv, it says, az yochal bo, if I have an eved that is mal, then I can eat it, but it's meaning at the time of my eating, if, when they are mal. V'afilu lo havale eved b'shas asiya, even if I didn't have an eved at the time of the shechita, I didn't own one. Then I owned one at the time of achila. Then it's going to answer me from eating it. So I only know that mil zechar b'shas asiya, that it's going to hold me back if it's at the time of asiya. And therefore, at the time of achila, how do I know that it works? You flip each one, and the same issues arise. Talmud Lomar, az gzer shavu. Gzer shavu, there's az. Rashi says, az yikrev la'asoso, az yochal bo. And we learn one from the other to learn that the iser applies to both of them on both tzadim.
That means if at the time of Shechita I have a son or an Eved that doesn't have Mila, or at the time of eating I have a son or an Eved that doesn't have Mila, then it's going to answer me from actually eating the Karban Pesach during Shechita. So it says, Bishlam Avadav, I understand this is talking when it comes to an Eved. You could have a case that I had an Eved at the time of eating, but it wasn't there at the time when I was doing the Karban. Kigon, Dizavninu, Bene Bene. Like if I bought it in between. In other words, I did the Shechita, and right after the Shechita, I bought it, and now I can't eat, I bought the slave. El Zachara, but when you're talking about the kid, you know, what do you mean, a kid that there wasn't mal yet? How are you going to have a kid that is going to be there at the time of eating the Karban Pesach, not being mal'd, but he's not there at the time of having doing the Shechita of the Karban Pesach? How does that case arise? Isn't it talking about a case where it was born in between the two? In other words, I did the Shechita, and then after the baby is born, and then it's after the Chila. You see that a Relis not in the proper time is still called a Relis because it's right there, it's that day, and yet I'm still not allowed to eat it, even though it's not yet this man, to go ahead and do the Mila. Amar Rava, he says, can't be. Vitisbara, you really want to tell me that this kid that's in Aro is going to impact the father? My kid, if he was born on the 14th, and it's going to stop me from having it? Doesn't make sense. The Pasuk says, Himil Lol Kol Zachar. Amar Rachmana, Va'az Yikrav La'Soso. It says that do Mila on all the boys, and then go ahead and bring the Karban Pesach, and then you can eat the Karban Pesach. But that's only referencing someone who you could actually do Mila on. But if you can't do Mila on them, then of course it's not going to hold you back. V'haylav Bar Ma'aliyu. This one's not a kid that can actually have Mila in the first place, therefore it's not going to hold back from the father being able to eat it. So Ela HaChamayiskin, that's what we'll be talking about. Kegon Shechalotzto Chama. We're talking about a case where a kid had a fever and therefore you weren't able to do the Mila at the time of when he did the Shechita. But then afterwards, the fever went away and now it's time to eat, but he can't eat because the baby actually has to have Mila. So we don't see here a raya against it where you say, right, we're trying to show that, Mila Shalabas Mana is going to impact him. Says, not a raya. Says the Gemara, Venesav Le Kol Shiva. Says Rashi, we're about to see in the Gemara itself, that if, when the kid gets better, it's not an eco for him to be able to eat. You know why? Because it's still not considered the time for him to do Mila. Because we're going to see that the day of a child's recuperation when he gets better is like the day of his birth. Until 7 days, you don't go ahead and do Mila on him. Therefore, kum techo is kum temochen naran, and it's not even time for him to have the Mila yet. So, v'nesav le kol shiva, dam eshmoch, halatzas le nosen lo kol shiva. If a kid gets better from his fever, what happens is you do 7 days after that before you actually go ahead and do the Mila itself. Says the Gemara, no, the Avinan Le Kol Shiva. We're talking about a case where we did give him all the 7 days. So I mean to say that the kid's, the fever ended up leaving him 7 days before, and therefore it ends up happening that the Shechita happens while he's still within those 7 days, but the time of eating happens only after that, and that's when he's not allowed to go ahead and eat it. Says Gemara, V'nimale Mitzafra. But if that's what you want to say, then let him do Mila on that day, on the 14th day. Rashi says, the Kiva Mitzafra Bar Ma'alehu, Ishtachit de Akva Lei Ma'aseha, V'lamen Likroler Bui Shasachila. If the kid got better, let's say on Zayin Nisan, and now he could do Mila on Yudalid, then the fact that he didn't have a Mila should now pass the father from doing Shechita for the Pesach. Why? Because you could have just done the Mila right then in the morning. So why is it that we have to go ahead and the Bryce has to bring a Gezeirah Shava to pass the father from eating it later? There's a Gemara, but may it beep, may ace, le ace. No, you need to have a 24-hour period. It's not done just on the eighth day. Like a Mila, we know that it's done, let's say a person's born right close to Shkia, the eighth day, but only 24-hour period. Just go by the period of the eighth day. But over here, it's actually 24-hour period. So we're talking about the kid got better, let's say, after Chatzos, and now it's the eighth day. The Mila couldn't have been done in the morning. In fact, the Gemara of Altani Ludai come and he says, this is a person, says Rashi. This is a Shem Chacham. He says, Yom HaVeraso, Yom Yivaldo, the day of his healing is the day of his birth. My life, isn't it so that my Yom Yivaldo, lo b'yinim eis, we don't have to go for 24-hour periods. Af Yom HaVeraso, lo b'yinim eis leis. As Gemara, lo, Adif Yom HaVeraso, Yom Yivaldo. The day of his getting better is stronger, meaning to say we're more machmir than the day of when he was born. Dili Yom Yivaldo, lo b'yinim eis leis. You don't need it. Dili Yom HaVeraso, b'yinim eis leis. You do need a 24-hour period. Now we have another answer entirely. It's not where the kid had a fever and then he was 7 days after, and that that was the issue, and that's why you can amila, but it's a different answer. A papa amr could go into kaivli einili yunuka. It's where the eyes of the child were hurting him. Rashi says bein asiyah la'achila is between the time they did the shechita and the time that they had the achila. Veinos and shiva yamim ela lemi shechalatzas chama. It's only 7 day thing. Is only when if it's a fever. So we're talking about over here that the child's eyes are hurting him the morning of the 14th. Ve'iftach beini beinim, and then after he went ahead and they did the shechita, which is totally fine. Then it came time, he got better, and now it's time to go and eat it, and now he has to go and do a mila. So that's what we're talking about, that you have to make sure to have it there. Rava Amar Rava says, Kegon Shalya Ovi V'ima Chavushim Beis Hashem. We're talking about another case where the father and mother of the baby were in prison. Says Rashi that they were in prison b'shas asiyah at the time of shechita. Umitzas mila mutelas aleim. It's placed on them to do v'lo alechem and other people. V'heim enim yichom lasos as pischan. They're not able to go do the korban pesach. V'shachat shluchan. So what happens is they have someone else that goes and does it. A shliach aleim v'ashmein and koran. We need the pasuk to tell you she'im yatsu b'shas achila. If they come out of time of achila, then milas penom akavto. It's going to hold them back. Another pshat. Rav Kahana b'reid Rav Nechemya Amis says kegon tumtum shenik. Let's say we're talking about a case. There's a tumtum, that means something's covering over, a flap of skin is covering over, and we don't know if this is a boy or a girl. And then right after the shechita, what ends up happening, you find out it gets removed, and it turns out that it is a boy. At that point, he's not allowed to go ahead, you're not allowed to eat until you do the mila.
One more answer here is that Rav Shravya Amar, Kigon Shahotzi Rosho Chutzah Prozdor. It's like the baby stuck his head out from the mama. Right, so he's on his way out, but not completely. Rashi says, "Kfar avru shiva yamim, 7 days passed." Umeahi shaita, so baby's head is out there, and from umeahi shaita, havale vlad de kaimalan. It's called a vlad because kaimalan meseches nida yotze rosha areu kiyilud. It's like it's already born. The hashda bein asiya laachila yotze guf. The body ends up coming out between asiya laachila from the shechita to the asiya. The havale zman mila. Now's the time of mila. So it says, hold on a second. Umichai, can a baby live like that? 7 days, its head sticking out, right? 8 days, but the body's inside. What are you talking about? Vatani went to the bride. Sakim chasa levi orlo once it comes out. Niftachasasim of stama pasuach. That was closed, opens. That was open, closed. The mouth opens up, and then the umbilical cord that's feeding it closes. Shel malikain. If not, if that wouldn't be the case, then chalichas fiyos shachas. Baby wouldn't be able to live even 1 second. Rashi says, "In yicholichios mishum delo yonik is not able to nurse if the mouth doesn't open up." So how could you say that that's the case? Says Gemara, "Nochemayiskinon kigon dezanse ishta." What it's talking about is that it got a fever. There was a fever that happened. Rashi says, "Acholi zanes achola." It'll end up feeding itself. When a person has fever, it stops it slows down the metabolism and the baby, and then the body starts basically getting satiated from itself. It eats off its own fat, and therefore it survives. Says the Gemara, Ishta Daman. Now, whose fever are we talking about? Elim Ishta Daman, we're talking about it's its own fever, meaning it's having the baby, his owner has the fever, that he was born, the head came on the 7th, and then for 7 days he was in that matzav, and then he was fine in between the shechita and the eating. Ihachi kol shivabai. If that's true, then it needs another 7 days after that, until the 21st of Nisan. So says Gemara, no, Ella does not say Ishta de Ime. It's talking about the fever of the mother. The mother was sick of a fever and not the kid. And then the kid was able to survive based off that. V'yiboy same. Another one is Hani Mi Lehichad de Lomavi. What are we talking about? When is it true that we say that a baby that can't survive without 8 days? That's only if the kid doesn't cry. Aval Hechad de Ma'avi Michya Chaye. But if the baby does cry, then it will be able to survive. Rashi says, "Tzoik, kama oi oi." That's me oi ma'avi. V'lo askech bei b'perek basa diuma. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Benah. Okay, so there we go. We had all those different answers explaining how the matzav works out. Now we get into another situation. He says that Aril mekabel hazah. An Aril, someone who doesn't have a bris milah, he's able to get hazah. The hazah is talking about a person who is tamei meis. They get on the day 3 and day 7, they're sprinkled upon, and then they become tahor. Shekem etzin above a sinner, because we found them by our forefathers. Shekibla azal kashem arelim. They got azal when they were arelim. They got sprinkled on when they were arelim. Shanama, the pasuk says, va'am olum in the yardim basar l'chodesh harishon. And the people came up from the yardim on the 10th of the first month, meaning of Nisan. Basar lo mehali mishum chol shadorcha. They didn't end up getting mila on the 10th because of the fact that they were weak from the traveling. Hazah imas avid. So abadlu. So and so when exactly did they end up getting spritzed on it? Because remember, in order to have according Pesach, you have to be Havazah Shlishi Vishvi. So when they got sprinkled and done to them to get them out of that, when did it happen? Lav Kishem Sharelim, wasn't it so that it was done at the time that they were in RL? So you see, they're able to go ahead and get sprinkled on during a time a person is in RL. V'dilma lo Avid Pesach Klal. Who says? Maybe they didn't do Karban Pesach that year at all. Right? Because we know that they weren't able to do it. Says, come on, no, lo sakatach. You would have thought. Vayasos haPesach. The Pesach says, and they did the Pesach. Maskel of Narsutra. V'dilma Pesach Abba B'tumma Haya. Maybe we're talking about a case of a Pesach Abba B'tumma. And that is Allah is willing to come on Pesachim. That if you have people, if Klaisol is Tamei, then we bring it when it's Tamei. Vasha Tanya Behedja. No, we have a Bryce that explicitly which says straight out, Malu Vitavlu. They got Mila and they did Tvila. Also Bishayim Bitahara and they did their Pesach when they were Tahor. So what does it come out? Kum Tuchois. They must have done it when they were in Arel. We and Mila, let's go a little more, a couple of Mila ideas over here. Ama Rabbi Ritzakamarav, Lo Nitna Priyas Mila Avram Avinu. Priya is a part of the Mila. You know, Mila, you know, Bris Mila, we cut off the piece of the foreskin, but in order to get to that, you have to first remove it. It's a little bit attached over the top of the aver, over the gid, and what over the aver. So what we do is the mole uses his nail to be able to like separate this membrane, this thin membrane. It's called priya. So it says here that it wasn't given over to Abraham Avinu to do this thing called priya. Shenemar is a pasuk says, "Be'esai Amar Hashem El Yoshua, Asay Lecha Chervos Surim." I said to Yoshua, "Make sharp knives and go and do a bris milah again." Says the pasuk is "Be'esai Amar Hashem El Yoshua, Asay Lecha Chervos Surim, V'shuv Mol Es Bnei Yisrael Shenis." And go do it again. So we see that must be, what does that mean, doing it again? It means it's talking about here, this is the Priya. So it's going over, Dilma Hanach Dilma, maybe it's talking about, it doesn't really mean another type of thing that's being done over here, but it means one that didn't get Mila, the Siv, as the Pasuk says, Yoshua, Kimulim Hayu Kola Ami Yotzim V'chola Ami Yulodim, everyone who came out of Mitzrayim had Bris Mila, but the ones that were born as they were going through the Midbar, they didn't have Bris Mila. Maybe that's what it's talking about, those people. Im Kain, my Shuv, what does it mean, and do it again? And the law of the Priya must be talking about Priya. Well, my Shenis, what does it mean a second time? Lakushi Sof Mila the Tchilas Mila. It's coming to make a hekish, the end of the Mila to the beginning of the Mila. Ma Tchilas Mila, like, it's just like the beginning of the Mila is going to be Ma'akev, meaning to say, going, doing Priya is going to be Ma'akev. Sorry, no, it's not what it's talking about. It's talking about that when you go out and you actually begin the Mila is cutting off the flesh that's over there. That means that you're getting rid of that thick part of the foreskin. So if you have at least, you have to have at least a rove of it cut off. But if you don't have rove of it, then it's not going to be good. Af sof mila ma'akev. So to the sof is going to be ma'akev as well. And that's talking about, what does that mean, sof? That's talking about Rashi says tzitzin shenishtayu shalochatach kol ha'arla. We learned this way earlier over Pesach time. That is the tzitzin, the strands that are left over that they were even cut off the arla. The Tanas we learned in the Mishnah, Masech Shabbos, Koflam Zayin. Elohim tzitzin makvim simi. These are things that are going to go mess up the mila. In other words, if you have these strips of the that are left over and you don't get rid of it, it's going to be a problem. Basar achofes rova atara. That's basar, flesh that covers the bigger part, majority of the Atar of the crown, which is at the tip of the aver, the ein ochel b'truma, and someone who leaves that not able to go and eat truma. So now, what does that mean? Amar Avina, v'itamar Rav Yirmi Baraba, Amar Rav Basar Achofes Rof Gova Shel Atara. It's the flesh that covers the flesh of the arla of the foreskin that covers the bigger part of the height of the atara. That part has to be taken off. Okay, now Uba Midbar, my time of Lamo. Why didn't they do Mila when they're in the middle? What's the problem? Says the Gemara. Answer number one, Ibais Ema Mishum Chol Shadarcha, because of the weakness of traveling. When you travel along the road and it's weak, it's dangerous, they're not able to do it because they're always on the road. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Beis Omer Aleph. Ibais Ema Mishum Dalo Nashiv Lehu Rach Tzfonis. They didn't have a northerly wind that came, that was blowing. Rashi says, Nocha Rach Tzfonis, Nocha Lo Chama Velo Tzonenes V'chama Zarachas. Right, it's not hot, it's not cold, it's just right. The sun's going through and it's shining and it's giving them healing. So you need that. Tanya, kol osan abayim shana shahayu yisal b'midbar lo shalom ruach. So they didn't have a northerly wind. My time, what's the reason they didn't? Yibayisema mishum dinizufim hayu, either because of the fact that they were getting the smackdown from Hashem. Hashem was giving it to them because of the fact that they're involved with the eagle azav. Rashi says mimaisa eagel v'lo uyin lo or noga. Yibayisema delo nibadud ane kavod. The reason it happened is because they wanted to make sure the Anonei Kovod stay there, and this would blow away the Anonei Akovod. Now, because of that, we learn out, Amar Papa Hilkach Yoma De Eva, Yoma De Shusa, Lom Halinan Bey, a day that you shouldn't do Bris Milah on a cloudy day, or there's really a lot of winds coming from the south. Velo Mesochrinan Bey, and Yosher shouldn't, this means bloodlet, do bloodletting at it. Even the Doshab Rabbim, and nowadays that people step over this, in other words, they do it anyway, Shomer Pesayim Hashem, Hashem will protect the fools. He'll take care of us. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. We're going to wish all y'all a great, great day.